Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin Dalid, and we are on the top line of daf Ayin Dalid Amud Aleph. So we're learning Perek Ben Sayru Meir, which has digressed to sugyas of Raidif. Again, how do we go from Ben Sayru Meir to Raidif? Because just like a Ben Sayru Meir is Nerag Al Shem Soifai, it's not for what he did, but rather for what we anticipate he's going to do. It's in that same vein, a Raidif, who is fear game, he is technically chayev misa, he's not chayev for what he's already done. All he's doing is chasing somebody. But it's for what we anticipate he's going to do. Regardless, we have sugis of roidif here at the end of Masechta Sanhedrin, and now daf ayin dalet amud aleph, which is going to begin with the conclusion of the sugya of the last 2 days, and is going to conclude with a brand new sugya, and that's the sugya of Kiddush Hashem, also known as the sugya of Yehoreg Va'al Yavar. So we talk sometimes about certain dafim that you have to put an asterisk next to. Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet. We had one recently, Sanhedrin Untes, the Sugis of Bnei Noach, and here we have Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalet, a festa daf. There's so much here. Unfortunately, we won't be able to get to most of it, but hopefully we'll be able to at least take a few important yesodis, some gemaras and rishonim at the very least. Maybe we'll sneak in a few achronim as it relates to the sugya of Yehoreg Va'al Yavar. But either way, the Mishnah had said on the top of daf ayin gimel amud aleph, the elu hein shematzilu noisa b'nafshut. So everybody knows the halach of a roidif. If Reuven's chasing Shimon, Reuven wants to kill Shimon. Shimon's allowed to turn around and kill Reuven. Not only can Shimon kill Reuven, anybody that wants to kill Reuven is allowed to kill Reuven. There's a special law of roidif, even though usually you're not allowed to kill somebody. But in this case, gives an idea of loisamed al dam reyecha, and the Gemara said it's learned out from the Naira Murasa that even if it means killing somebody to save somebody else's life, to the extent the person you're killing is the one that's trying to kill this other person's life, that's the halach of roidif. But the Mishnah said that it's not only true for a roidif acha chaver lahargoy. Mishnah said echad ha roidif acha chaver lahargoy, the achar hazochor, the achar nay murasa. Even somebody that wants to be ma'anes, wants to violate a zochor, mishkav zochor, or a naira murasa, and we saw in the Gemara a brisa that added to that, or all arayas that are either chayve krisos or chayve misas bezdin. The halach is that you have to stop this person from doing what he's trying to do, even if it means killing the person. Now, obviously, if there's a way to not kill him, you don't kill him. Killing him would be the last resort. But in the event that there's no way for you to stop him from doing what he's trying to do, other than by killing him, so the halacha is that you are allowed to kill him. It's interesting. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Ksubis, the Gemara that we're all familiar with, which at first glance seems to contradict the sugya that we've been learning. And that is, the Gemara says, Bamedvar Mamurim, Ksubis Peivav Amin Aleph, 3 lines from the bottom. The mitzvahs lois saseh. Bamedvar Mamurim what? Says Rashi. Bamedvar Mamurim doloikim arbaim. We know that if somebody's over a lois saseh, as long as you meet the criteria, you get malchus. So when is it true that you get only malchus arbaim? That's for a lois saseh. Alba b'mitzvah saseh, when it comes to a mitzvah saseh, kigoy. Sha'oimrim le, like they tell him, asay sukkah, ve'enei oisa. Lulav, they tell him, take a lulav, ve'enei oisa. Makin oisa, we hear him. So we will hit a person, we'll beat him to the point of Tetzei Nafshoi, which at first glance sounds like we will kill the person to get him to be Mekayim Mitzvah Saseh. Now that's Pashut. Almost all the Achreinim say that Mitzvah Saseh is Lav Dafka. Mitzvah Lois Saseh, the Halacha would be true for as well. Because Madach Makinoisei Ache Tetzei Nafshoi, to get a person to be Mekayim Saseh, Kal V'choymer Makinoisei Ache Tetzei Nafshoi, when it comes to a Lois Saseh. I, the Gemara, said, Bamedvar Mamur, B'mitzvah Lois Saseh, Alva B'mitzvah Saseh, the Bamedvar Mamur, B'mitzvah Lois Saseh, where it's only Malkus Arbaim, that's where you're giving him Malkus for something that he did. But when it comes to preventing him from doing something, then of course, whether it's an asay or a lois asay, you'd have makinoitzei achatetzei nafshei. So much so that Reb Kiveiga famously asked, he doesn't understand how you even read this Gemara. The Gemara sounds like it's making a distinction between a lois asay and an asay. A lois asay, it's malchus arbon. An asay, it's makinoitzei achatetzei nafshei. The chilek is not lois asay and asay. The chilek is it before the act was done or is it after the act was done? After the act was done, if it's a lois asay, you get malchus. Before the act was done, it doesn't matter if it's an asay or if it's a lois asay. It's Reb Kiveiga's kasha and jush v'chiddush Reb Kiveiga. But either way, the point is that whether it's an asay or a lois asay to prevent someone from doing an avera, makinoisei achatetzei nafshei. How do you reconcile that with our sugya? Our sugya seems to be saying there's very specific times where he's deemed a roidif, where the halach is that you can go ahead and kill him. And what are those times? It's tafka gili arayis, and even gili arayis, it's only chayve krisos and chayve misas bez. Then you have to say, based on what the Shita Mekubet says, and other Rishonim say in that sugya ksubas peivav, that when it says makinoitze ashetese nashi, it doesn't mean literally. It doesn't mean you can kill him. It means you can beat him pretty bad, but you can't kill him. Our sugya is saying a chiddush, that this person who's going to do these averes has a din of a roidev, and you can actually kill him. So that it's true, ordinarily, if a person wants to do a loy, it doesn't matter what loy say in the Torah. As a matter of fact, even if it's a mitzvah asay, which is usually treated much more cooler than halacha, there's an idea of makinoitze achatetze nafshe. But over there, achatetze nafshe is not meant to be taken literally. It just means you can hurt him, harm him, do something, but not literally achatetze nafshe. Our sugyo, we have an idea where literally you can go achatetze. But we concluded in the middle of a Gemara, and the Gemara had a kasha. The kasha was, if it's true that any person that's boil chayvei krisos has a din of a roidev, to the point that you're allowed to kill him, so it comes out when someone's boil a chayvei krisos, halachically speaking, he's chayev misa. Because a roidev in halacha was always viewed as someone that was chayev misa. Lum this aside. But a roidev is always viewed as someone that's chayev misa. You can kill him, so we treat him as if he's chayev misa. If he's a mechuyev misa, freik the Gemara, we know the first Mishnah in Perek Elu Nairis, for Elu Nairis Sheyesh Lam Knas, if someone is Ma'anes and Naira Murasa, the halacha is, he has to pay Knas. And the Mishnah says that this halacha of Elu Nairis Sheyesh Lam Knas is true even if the Naira was a Chayvi Krisos. Chayvi Misa is Bezden not, because if someone is Ma'anes a Chayvi Misa is Bezden, he's Chayv Misa. Once he's Chayv Misa, he can't be Chayv Knas. That's Kamla B'Drabim in A101. But Chayvi Krisos, you only Chayv Misa B'Dei Shamayim. By Misa B'Dei Shamayim, there is no halach of Kamla B'Drabim. Nechunya Ben Akona, Asnisan Deleikram Nechunya Ben Akona. That's the first sugya of Perek Elunayis. But we paskin, the Stav Mishnah over there in Ksubas is that where it's only a Chayvi Misa B'Dei Shamayim, there's no Kamla B'Drabim. So if someone is Ma'anes, a Naira, that's a Chayvi Krisos, you're going to pay Knas. But Frank Tigamar, why do you pay Knas? And a chinami, there's no misas bezdin, but there is a chi of misa, a chi of misa of a roidev. So the Gemara said a bunch of terutzim, and now we're up to Abayis Teretz. Top line on Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalet, Amid Aleph. Abayi said, B'yochel Hatzal Echem Evar, we're talking about someone that's being ma'anes chayvi krisos. And the truth is, we have an obligation to save the naira from the boil. We can even kill the Baal, but only if we have to kill the Baal. If it's possible to save the Naira without killing the Baal, you're not allowed to kill the Baal. Hacha b'maya skinan, and that Mishnah said, Abaya, where it was possible to save the Naira without killing the Baal, it's yochel lahatzel be'echad me'evarav, and wherever it's yochel lahatzel be'echad me'evarav, there's no halacha of right. Who said that? If there was a roidev that was trying to kill somebody else, he could have saved him, and he didn't. So that's what we're talking about. So there was no din roidev. If there's no din roidev, that's why there's a chiyuv knas. My time with Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul. What's the makor to Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul? Because the pasuk says v'chinotzu anoshim. So Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul takes us to two psukim in Parshas Mishpatim. The pasuk says as follows: v'chinotzu anoshim. There were two men that were fighting. V'nokfu ishahara, and there was an innocent bystander, a pregnant woman that was standing on the side. And accidentally, one of these two men that were fighting hits this pregnant woman. V'yotsu yilodeo, v'lo ye'asoin. So says the man, pasuk. If the woman miscarried the baby, but she herself didn't die. Nothing happened to her. So then the halach is onesh ye onesh, kashi yoshes olav balo isha v'nasam b'flilin. The person that killed the baby has to pay money. There's a monetary obligation. He has to pay value for the uber that he just killed. Next pasuk, v'im asoin yia. If, however, this man kills the woman, v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh, in that case, he doesn't pay for the child that was miscarried. And the reason is because we're going to kill him instead for killing this woman. This pasuk is the makar to kamla b'derabim v'nei. That you see that the only time the person is responsible to pay for the uber is if he's not going to be chayiv misa. But to the extent he's chayiv misa because he killed this pregnant woman, so now he's not chayiv to pay for the uber itself, because come with the rabbi, you can't be chayiv misa's bezdin and have to pay as well. Said Rab Yonasan ben Shaul, I have a problem. I have a problem with this pasuk. The pasuk is clearly saying that in the event that the woman didn't die, only the child died, there would be a chi of mammon. Why is there a chi of mammon? I don't understand. When the pasuk says that these two people were fighting, what was the intent of these two people? Were they trying to kill each other? Or they were just trying to beat each other up? They were clearly trying to kill each other. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says that if they kill the isha hara, they're going to be chayef. Now, if this person never intended on killing, he shouldn't be chayef even for killing the isha hara. The Teretz says he did intend to kill. He had malicious, this is first degree murder. He wanted to kill. Just he wanted to kill the man he was fighting with. He ended up killing somebody else. And the Torah says a chiddush that even though you didn't kill the person you intended on killing, still you're going to be chayav misa. But Rabbi Elazar said, b'matzus shebemitzu hakosav medaber. We're obviously talking about two people, the chiyinotzu. The matzus over here is with the intent to kill. Because it says that if one of the men killed this pregnant woman, they'll be chayav misa. That if the woman doesn't die and it's only the child that's killed, or you have to pay. What's the cash? So Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul's kasha was, if the man has intent to kill, isn't he a roidev? So bishlem, if there's an idea of yochel hatzila bechem meivarov, that you don't have a din of a roidev, so we'll make a super duper akimta in this pasuk. The pasuk's talking about where two men were fighting, they wanted to kill each other, they each have a din of a roidev, but it was yochel hatzila bechem meivarov. So therefore, they were not fair game. If there's an innocent bystander on the side, he wouldn't have a right to go ahead and kill this person. So it comes out, he's not going to be chayiv misa unless he kills somebody. But if you're going to tell me that even where it's yochel hatzil bechem meivarov, still you have the halacha of roidet. So why should he ever be chayiv for killing this baby? He's always chayiv misa. Either he's chayiv misa for killing the isha hara, or he's chayiv misa because he had a roidet. Must be it's possible for a person to be a roidet, but halachically not be treated as a roidev. What's that? Echitimtza. Yochel atzila b'echem evarev. That was Rabbi Yenis Ben Shaul's raya. But the Gemara says, Dilma shani hocha. Maybe there's no raya because the misa lezeh v'tashum lezeh. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yenis Ben Shaul, you're bringing a raya from here, assuming that these two people fighting have a din of a roidev. Maybe they don't have a din of a roidev in the first place. Or, better, maybe they have a din of a roidev, but at the same time, they will be chayev momin for killing the baby as long as they didn't kill the ishahara. What would be the svara? Isn't that kamla b'derabim b'nei? No. Kamla b'derabim b'nei only is if my chi of misa and my chi of mamon are both because of what I'm doing to the same person or the same thing. But over here, the roidev would be chi of misa for trying to kill the person he's trying to kill. Reuven and Shimon are fighting. So let's look at it from Reuven's perspective. Reuven is a roidev because he's trying to kill Shimon. Reuven is chi of mamon because he killed this pregnant woman's baby. So it's misa lezeh tashlum lezeh. It could be over there. You don't have the halacha of kamla b'derabim b'nei. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says, you wanted a proof from the fact that this Reuven has to pay for the baby, that it's possible to be a roidev but halachically not be treated like a roidev. What's the hechitimtza? You said it's yochel atzila b'echem eivar. Maybe no. Maybe he has a real din of a roidev. Maybe if Levi was standing on the side, Levi would have a right to kill Reuven. If that's the case, say kamla b'derabim. There's no kamla b'derabim. A chiddush and kamla b'derabim. Because kamla b'derabim is only when it's misa and tashlumin to the same person. Over here, the misa is for Reuven trying to kill Shimon. The tashlumin is for what he's trying to do, or for what he did to this. But the Gemara says, loishna, two-word answer. No, I don't agree with that chilik. If that chilik is not a good chilik in the sugyas and in the lumdis of kamla b'derabim b'nei, we have Rabbi Yonasan and Shaul's raya. This is his raya, that where it's yochel atzila b'echem eivarev, there's no din of roidev. Incidentally, we're not going to go into it now, but if you take a look at Rashi here in our sugya, Rashi says the same thing he said earlier in the Masechta, Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph, two Rashis here in Masechta Sanhedrin, where Rashi says that the Aloch of Yochel Atzila B'Echem Eivarov is true even for the Nirdaf himself. Meaning, wherever the Roidev is the Yochel Atzila B'Echem Eivarov, he doesn't have the din of a Roidev, not let a killer. It doesn't matter whether the person that wants to kill is an innocent bystander or it's the Nirdaf himself, it makes no difference. There's no Aloch of Roidev where it's Yochel Atzila B'Echem Eivarov. And the reason it's a Chiddush is because Ki Yodua, the Mishlo Melech said not that way. Mishlo Melech said that the only time there's a Aloch of Yochel Atzila B'Echem Eivarov is for the third guy. It's the innocent bystander. But the Nirdaf himself is allowed to do whatever he wants. The big kasha that we spoke out a few weeks ago that everybody asked on the Mishlo Melech is from Yoyev Ben Tsaruya, who killed Avner with Asoel. That whole story over there is the big kasha on the Mishlo Melech. But there's also two Rashis in Shas that we've already learned where Rashi says clearly not like the Mishlo Melech. Either way, said Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul, says the Gemara, how do I know that in the sugya of Kamle Bidiraba Mine, there's no chiluk between Misa Lazev and Tashlum Lazev. I mean, as long as there's a chi of Misa and there's a chi of Mamin, you're going to be parted from Mamin, not my Rav. If there was a Rav who was running after somebody else, Vashibas Akalim, and he broke Kalim while he was trying to kill somebody, Bain Shel Nirdav, whether the Kalim that he broke were the Kalim of the Nirdav, the person he's trying to kill, who Bain Shel Kaladam, and that's what we need, or whether it was somebody else's Kalim, Potter, he's going to be Potter. My time, why should a Rav be Potter if he damages? Because Mischayev Ben because he's chayiv misa for being a roidev, being that if anybody wants to kill him, they could kill him. So he's viewed in halacha as someone that's chayiv misa. Once he's chayiv misa, he's going to be part of the problem. Now this is true, whether he broke the kelim of the nirdav or whether he broke somebody else's kelim. So you see clearly, it doesn't matter whether it's misa lezeh, tashlum lezeh, or it's misa v'tashlumim to the same person. Either way, you can have the halacha of kam lebe derabim. Rava continued, and Rava said, the nirdav, what about the nirdav himself, the person that's running away? He's running to save his life. And as he's running, he was shibra es hakelim shal roidev. He broke the roidev's kelim, potter. Shall call on him, but if he broke somebody else's kelim, and this is a very big chiddush, chayev, he's going to be chayev. So Reuven's trying to kill Shimon, Shimon's running to save his life. So why is he running to save his life? He breaks Reuven's kelim, he's potter. You broke the roidev's kelim, you're potter. If you break Levi's kelim, right, you steal somebody's car, you're running away to try to save your life, and you bang up his car, that you're going to be chayev for. Says the Gemara, what's the svara? Shal roidev potter. You know what, you're potter if you break the roidev's kelim, shlo yehema moynechol migufay. Because you're allowed to kill the person, you certainly should be allowed to bang up his car. It just makes sense. So if the nirdev is allowed to kill the roidev, he's zift, and he wouldn't be chayev for killing him, he can't be chayev for banging up his kelim. But shal kol adam chayev. But somebody else's kelim, you chayev. First, you don't have that svara. You're not allowed to kill Kol Adam, you're only allowed to kill the person that's trying to kill you, which is the Roidev. And not just that, you have a Svar of Shematzel Atzmei B'mamen Chaveri. A person is not allowed to use somebody else's Kalim to save himself. Now, it's a big Machlokes Rishonim. Does this mean that if you're Matzel Atzmei B'mamen Chaveri, you're Chayiv as opposed to Potter, despite the fact that you're doing it to save your life, you're still going to be Chayiv, but Avad, you're allowed to do it? Or does it mean it's also to be Matzel Atzmei B'mamen Chaveri? It's a perfect example. Somebody is trying to kill you, and you see a car, keys in the car, you're going to run in, and you're going to speed away to save your life. Are you allowed to do it or not? L'halochas. So you would think you're doing it to save your life, but you're taking somebody else's car, and you may damage his car. You're going to be riding about 120 miles an hour in the left lane, so something might happen. So is it mutter, is it us? It's machlokes rishonim. Some say that that's this Gemara. It's matzel atzmei b'mamen chaveri, which is us. Others say, no, the Gemara just means to say that you're chayev in choshev mishpat. If you do something to the car, so you're not going to have a responsibility to go over to this person and pay him back. Now, even though you were doing it to save your life, I hear that's between you and the roidev. That has nothing to do with you and the person whose car you stole. But regardless, as it relates to the choshev mishpat piece, that's for sure that if the nirdev breaks the roidev's kelim, he's going to be potter. Because if you can kill him, you can certainly take something from him. But if he breaks somebody else's kelim, for that he's going to be chayev. What about a third example? Roidev shayu roidev. So what if Reuven's trying to kill Shimon, and now Levi sees that Reuven's trying to kill Shimon, so Levi gets involved, and he says, I'm going to stop Reuven from killing Shimon. So now Levi is the roidev, who's being roidev achar Reuven, who's the roidev. So the roidev achar roidev, the innocent bystander who's killing the roidev, what if he damages while he's doing his thing? Says the Gemara, if he was shibir es hakelim, bein shal roidev, whether he broke the roidev's kelim, bein shal nirdev, bein shal kol adam, it doesn't matter whose car he stole. Levi is always going to be potter. The Leiden Adin, the Gemara says, if you think about it, it really shouldn't be that way. Based on the Svaris and Chesh Mishpat and what we just said, it really shouldn't be the halacha. Why should this Levi always be potter? But Radish, Imiato, Imakin, if you're not going to say that, Nimsa Imlecha Kol Adam Shematzel Chavim in a Roidev. If you're not going to say that's the halacha, no one's going to ever want to be a Roidev. Because you're going to try to save somebody, and then you're going to damage something while you're doing it, and you're going to Lach Bichai, you're going to get an invoice after you save this person's life, right? You think you're getting a medal, and you're going to end up with an invoice. So people are going to say, they chum and said, because they wanted that people should try to save other people's lives, that if you damage something while you're trying to save somebody's life, it doesn't matter whose thing you're damaged, you're always going to be potter. Mishnah said that a roidev achaver lahargoy, v'achar azochar, v'achar anayra murasa, the Braisa added, or all arayas of chayvi krisis and chayvi mises bezin, the halach is you're going to be deemed as a roidif. So if somebody wants to kill you, has a right to kill. And then the Mishnah gave three examples where you would have thought that maybe you should be a roidif, you're not a roidif. Abla roidif, acha behemoth. Somebody wants to be mezana with a behemoth. That's a little gili arayistik. Stating that, we saw yesterday's daf in the cheshbon of the Gemara in the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis that there are two tanam that argue. Says the Gemara, we'll have here the entire price. Tanya. If someone's Oyved Avodah Zarah, nitin latzila benafshah. So if someone's on his way to be Oyved Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to stop this person from being Oyved Avodah Zarah. You can even kill him not to be Oyved Avodah Zarah. How did he know that? Mikal v'chaymer. Umapkam hedyet nitin latzila benafshah. Madach, you can kill somebody to prevent them from being poigim, from damaging, from embarrassing, for degrading a head, as in Gili Arayis, Acha Azochar, Aracha Naira Murasa. So you're allowed to kill someone to prevent the Pagam of Hedyet. Pagam Kavoyo like Kolshke. So certainly Avodah Zarah, which is going to be Poygain in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly you're allowed to stop this person from doing what he's trying to do, even if it means killing him. But the Gemara says it's a great Svara. It's an amazing Kal V'Chomer. But V'Chiyonchim and Adin? I thought Ein Einchim and Adin, says the Gemara, Kosova Einchim and Adin. Rishim Vaychai holds Einchim and Adin. So Rishim has a lot of interesting shittas and shas, where all the Chachamim held one way, and Reb Shimon held another way. Usually the Halacha doesn't follow Reb Shimon. And this is another example. Reb Shimon Vaychai holds Einchim and Adin. Throughout shas, it's axiomatic. Ein Einchim and Adin. Reb Shimon Vaychai, it's not Reb Shimon and shas, it's Reb Shimon Vaychai. He holds, the whole discussion, by the way, why sometimes Reb Shimon is referred to as Reb Shimon and sometimes he's referred to as Reb Shimon Vaychai. There's some Heilige Torah, but there's some Halacha Torah as well. I think some want to say that the only time the Halacha is not like Reb Shimon is where it's mentioned as Stam Reb Shimon, but where it's mentioned as Reb Shimon Vaychai before the Ma'ara, after the Ma'ara. So I don't remember all the raid now, but I am Besfurim HaKadoshim, there is raid about that. But regardless, Rav Shimon holds Ein Shimon Adin, and of course that's not Halacha, because we paskin Ein Shimon Adin. Tanya, Rabbi Lozer, Rav Shimon Oimer. So Rabbi Lozer, Rav Shimon was Rav Shimon Bayichoy's son. Rabbi Lozer, Rav Shimon, he was with Rav Shimon Bayichoy in the Ma'ara. We had all that gathered to Gemara's in Perek, Seichus Apoyalim, Sechtes Bava Mitzia, that spoke about the greatness of Rabbi Lozer Rav Shimon. It's a Tanya, Rabbi Lozer Rav Shimon Noyim, Mechalas HaShabbos. If someone's Mechalas HaShabbos, he's also Nitin Latzila Ben Nafshoy. So not only an Eved Avodah Zarah, but a Mechalas HaShabbos as well. Sovala Kavua, he held like his father, Rav Shimon Bayichoy, the Omar who holds Ein Shimon Adin. There's a second Tana in Shas that holds Ein Shimon Adin. It's Rav Shimon Bayichoy and Rav Lozer Rav Shimon. So being that he holds Ein Shimon Adin, he holds that an Oved Avodah Zarah is Nitin Latzila Ben Nafshoy. And once he knows that an Oved Avodah Zarah is Nitin Latzila Ben Nafshoy, Asya Shabbos, Chilul Chilul Me'Avodah Zkechavah. Now he has Gzeirah Shavah to learn of Shabbos from Avodah Zarah. Because it says Chilul by Shabbos and it says Chilul by Avodah Zarah. So just like by Avodah Zarah from the Kal V'Chomer, like Rav Shimon Bayichoy said, the halach is you can kill someone to prevent them from being Eved Avodah Zarah. When it comes to Shabbos, the same is going to be true. One shorter Ara. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, what's the chilul chilul? What does it say chilul by Shabbos? And what does it say chilul by Avodah Zarah? So Rashi says, it says chilul by Shabbos, mechalalel mois yumas. And what does it say chilul by Avodah Zarah? Umizaracha loisitein lahavr lamoylech v'loisachalal. I thought this was very interesting. Because Rashi says, what's the makar to chilul by Avodah Zarah? Moilach. If you remember, on Daf Samech Tal and Aleph, there was a machlokes tanoim where the moilach was Avodah Zarah or wasn't Avodah Zarah. L'mayin afkimin, if somebody would worship moilach with zibuch and kitur and nisuch, shaloi kedarka, would he be chayef or would he not be chayef? Was moilach just another? There was Baal Poer, there was Markulis, and there was moilach. It was a form of Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara had two tanoim who held that moilach was not Avodah Zarah. It was a whole different deal. But what? Oh, sir, but it's not Avodah Zarah. Who were those two Tanon? One of them was Rabbi Lazar Rab Shimon. So Rabbi Lazar Rab Shimon, he is the Tana, Samech Dal Raman Aleph, who holds that Moilach is not Avodah Zarah. And Rashi says that Rabbi Lazar Rab Shimon, who has a Gzeirah Shavah, Chilul Chilul, to learn Shabbos from Avodah Zarah, where does it say Chilul by Avodah Zarah? I thought Rabbi Lozer Rab Shimon holds Moilach is not Avodah Zarah. I think it's an interesting aura. Either way, Zok Digimara, Fighter. Amar Rab Yochanan Mishum Rab Shimon ben Yitzadak. And from here until the end of the daf, some of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. Amar Rab Yochanan Mishum Rab Shimon ben Yitzadak. Nimnu v'gamru, which literally means, I think they voted. Ba'aliyah is based Nitza Balut, in the Aliyah of Nitza who lived in Lut. Kol Aveira Shere Torah. Every Aveira in the Torah. Oymrim la'adam, Avor va'al taharek. If a guy, the government, the king, whomever, some Rasha goes over to Yid and says, be over this Aveira, and I won't kill you. But otherwise, if you don't do the Avera, I'm going to kill you. So what's the halacha? Yavar val yahari. Do the Avera. Don't get killed. Chutz, with the exception of the Avedas Kechavim, Vigili Arayas, Vishvichas Davim. So the halacha always is that if it's a question of doing an Avera or saving your life, you save your life. You do the Avera that you need to do. It is what it is. But at the same time, the three exceptions. And what are the exceptions? The big three, the three cardinal sins. It's Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. Fake the Gemara. Va'avodas Kechavim Loi. Is that true? That when it comes to Avodas Kechavim, the halacha is that you're supposed to die and not be Oved Avodah Zarah. It sounds so obvious to us. You didn't have done this for thousands of years. But fake the Gemara. Is that true? V'atanya, we're going to Rabbi Raisa. Om Rabbi Shmuel. Minayin Shem. Om Rabbi Lodom Avodas Kechavim Al Taharoik. How do you know that if somebody makes an ultimatum and says, convert or be Oved Avodah Zarah, Va'al Tehareg, and I won't kill you. Otherwise, we're going to kill you. Minayin, how do you know Sheyavar Val Yehareg? Says Rabbi Yishmael, how do you know that Loch is? Be Oivet Avay Dezorah, and don't can kill. Talmud Leimar, it says, V'chai Bohem, V'loi Sheyamus Behem. It says, V'chai Bohem, a Yid is supposed to live with mitzvahs. V'loi Sheyamus Behem, and if you're going to die, you're going to be a Yamus Behem. Yochel, I would have thought, I feel a bit far hashed, but Shmuel said, I would have thought that this is true even if it happened publicly. Talmud Loimer, no. If someone is going to be Oved Avodah Zarah B'Rabim, he's going to make a Chilul Hashem. The Torah says, we're not supposed to make a Chilul Hashem. We're supposed to make sure that we make a Kiddush Hashem. But the bottom line is that how could they have voted and said that Chutz Migimel Aveira is Avim Mefurish Abraisa? Rabbi Shmuel, the great Tanner Rabbi Shmuel said that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, it's not Yehorig Va'al Yavar. It's Yavar Val Yehorek. Zakti Yomar, it's true. Rabbi Shmuel holds that way. But Inu Domek Rabbi Eliezer, those Chachamim who were Nimnu Vegamru Balias Bein Nutsa Belud, they held like Rabbi Eliezer, not like Rabbi Shmuel. Tanya, we learned in a Brayz, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, the Haftos Hashem Eloi Kecha, B'chol Levavcha, U'v'chol Nafshecha, V'chol Meidecha. So Rabbi Eliezer has, Im Nemer B'chol Nafshecha, Lama Nemer B'chol Meidecha, V'im Nemer B'chol Meidecha, Lama Nemer B'chol Nafshecha. The Haftos Hashem Eloi Kecha, you should love Hashem. Says Rashi, meaning, don't do Avodah Zarah. It means a lot of things, but it certainly includes in it Al Timireini. Don't be Oyved Avodah Zarah. And it says that you should love Hashem, meaning don't be Oyved Avodah Zarah, even if it comes at the expense of B'chol Nafshecha U'v'chol Me'edech. Now, why both? Because if there's a person who likes himself, his guf, more than his money, L'kach Nema B'chol Nafshecha. There's a person that loves his money more than he loves himself, L'kach Nema B'chol Me'edech. Meaning, if you're someone who likes his guf more, all right, B'chol Nafshecha. And if you're someone that likes your money more, it's B'chol Me'edech. Regardless, whether it's your money, your guf, you have to give up everything when it comes to the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. Now, Havas Hashem includes, don't be Oved Avodah Zarah. So you see, clearly, you have to give up your life. V'chol Nafshecha, this is the pasuk Rabbi Akiva cried about. When the Romans killed him, he said, Kol Yom Ha'Yisim Itztar. I used to always wonder, when I'm going to be able to be Mekayim this pasuk. Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. He was probably Mekabalist from his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer. But either way, this is the Makar, says the Gemara, that Avodah Zarah, the halacha is Yehoreg, Va'al Yavar, and it's true. Not everybody holds that way. There's a Shitas Rabbi Shmuel that holds even Abay Dazor is Yavar Va'al Yehorig, V'chai Bahem, V'loi Sheyomus Bahem, but the Nimnu V'garmu was based on this Braisa of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so we know now why Abay Dazor is an exception to the rule. Gilei Arayis V'shichas Dam. How do you know Gilei Arayis V'shichas Dam? Those are the other two of the three Averis where it's Yarek Va'al Yavar, Yomar, Tanya, we learned that Rabbi said, Rabbi Yomi, Rabbi said, the pasuk says, the pasuk we spoke about yesterday, Kikasha Yoku Mishal Reyeu, Uritzochay Nefesh, Kina Dovraze. The pasuk says that this person that wants to kill the Naira Murasa, he was being ma'anis, the Naira Murasa, we don't do anything to Naira Murasa. Why? Because she's just an innocent, she's a victim over here. She's the same, her participation in this story is the same as the person that gets murdered by the murderer. Just like when somebody kills somebody else, the person that was murdered is a victim. He's innocent. And as a result, we don't do anything to him. So too over here, we don't do anything to the Nair Rabbanos. Says the Gemara, what do we learn from Reitzeach? Why did Torah put these words in? So the first halacha we learn from here is what we spoke at yesterday. The halacha of Reitzeach. Now you know that a roidif achaver lahargo is nitin latzila ben afshay. What's the makar to roidif? It's learned out from a hekish. That's why we're inshim and adin. It's learned out from a hekish from Naira Murasa. Where is there a hekish between Ritzicha And Baal Naira Murasa, it's this pasuk right here. Kikasha Yokum Hisharayu, Uritzachay Nefesh. But there's a second limud we learn out from this pasuk. Umakish Naira Murasa Leritzech. We're also Makish Naira Murasa Teritzech. Maritzech, Yehorig Vayavar, Af Naira Murasa, Tehorig Vayavar. Just like by Ritzech, it's Aloch is Yehorig Vayavar, so too Naira Murasa is Yehorig Vayavar. So how do we know then Naira Murasa or other Gili Arayis, which Gili Arayis, that's a big discussion in the Rishonim that we won't be able to get to this morning, maybe tomorrow. But the point is, Naira Murasa, which is now going to be representative of Gili Arayis, the Aloch is Yehorig Vayavar. How do I know that? From the Hekish to Ritzicha. Just like Shvichas Damim is Yehorig Vayavar, so too Gili Arayis can be Yehorig Vayavar. Problem is, we don't know yet how Shvichas Damim is Yehorig Vayavar. So says the Gemara, Ritzich Gufa Minolan. How do you know Shvichas Damim is Yehorig Vayavar? What's the example of Shvichas Damim? So if somebody goes over to somebody else and says, kill this person or else I'm going to kill you. So what are you supposed to do? You put the gun down. You have to allow yourself to get killed. It's Yehorig Vayavar. So the Gemara says, Svaruhu. Da'ahu da'asal kami de'rabu. There was a person that came to Rab. Some say Rav. V'omali, and he told him, Omali mori de'roi. The Puritz. Adoin Iri. Who was a Nachri, Rashi says, told me, Zil katle leplanya, go kill this person, v'iloy, and if you don't kill him, katlin aloch, I'm going to kill you. Amalei, so Rav Paskin, he said, lik teluch, allow yourself to get killed, v'loy sikto, and do not kill. Why? Because mi yemar de dama didach sumiktve, dilma dama dahu gavr sumiktve. He said, how do you know your blood is redder than your friend's blood? He said, it's a svara. What's the whole reason why we say, yavar val yeharik? Because we'd rather have the Yid alive at the expense of him doing the Avera than have him not do the Avera, but at the same time die. But over here, one of Shach Yid is going to die. Either you're going to die or the other person's going to die. Now, if you die, at the very least, the Avera will not have been done. If the other person dies, the Avera will be done. So one of Shach, someone's going to die. We don't know who's Chashiv, so we can't make those Chashbainas. In terms of whether you should die or he should die, it certainly makes more sense for you to die. And not because he's greater than you, but because if you die, you're doing an aver. If, therefore, we know that Ritzicha, Misvara Rava said, that Halacha has to be Yehorig Vayavar. Once I know Ritzicha, Shvichas Dam is Yehorig Vayavar, then I know that by Naira Murasa, the Halacha is going to be the same, because I have the Hekish. Once I know Naira Murasa, I know all Gili Arayis. That's how I know Chutz mi Gimel Averes Chamuras. Again, how do I know Chutz from the Gimel Averes Chamuras? Avoy Dezara, that's Vahavtas Hashem Alekecha B'chol Nafshecha. Shvichas Domim, that's a Svara. My Chaz, mi Yemer, the Doma Didach Sumiktvei, Duma Doma Dahu Gavru Sumiktvei. And Gili Arayis is Hukish L'Ritzicha. So one thing is interesting. So there's a pasuk that's tucked away in Parshas Kiseitze that you almost don't notice until you learn these Gemaras right here. Ula Naira Leis Asa Dover. Ein le naira chet maves ki kak sheyoku mishar reyeu ritzach le nefesh kein adover azeh. The Torah throws in this interesting mussel. We're comparing the naira murasa to someone that was killed. Two unbelievably important halachas I learned out from here. Number one, the fact that there's halach of a roideh. Roideh. You're allowed to kill them. How do you know that? You know from this pasuk. And number two, the fact that Gili Arayis is Yehorig Vayavar, I know from this pasuk as well. Incidentally, the first line of the pasuk, Nairu Leisasadover, that's how we know Enes Rachmana Patre. What's the Makar to Enes Rachmana Patre? Vilenairu Leisasadover. Rashi Ksubas, Daf Gimel Aleph. But that's what we know it from. We know it from Vilenairu Leisasadover. You learn Enes from this pasuk. You learn Roideh from this pasuk. And you learn that Gili Arayis is Yehorig Vayavar from this pasuk. Either way, so we just got the basic halacha. We got the halacha that kol averus of the Torah yaver val yehari, chutz me'avoy dezoro, gilu yarayis, and shvichas dam. We also saw an interesting sheet as Rabbi Shmuel, who Rabbi Shmuel said that even by avoy dezoro, the halacha is v'chay behem, v'loy sheyamos behem. Zok the Gemara now part two. Yes, Rav Dimi, Yom Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he brought back the following memra, the following caveats to everything we just said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Loi shanu, this is all true. Elo shaloi b'shas gzeres malchus. This that we said, the halacha is, that if a goy says, do the avera, I'll kill you. What are you supposed to do? The avera. Unless it's the gimel averas chamuras. You do the avera. That's only true in ordinary times. In times of peace. But if there was a gzeiras malchus, afilu mitzvah kala, even if it's a small mitzvah, yehorig v'yavar. So the shas gzeira, when there was a shas hashmad, where the goyim had decreed that a yid is not allowed to do, like in the times of Hanukkah, the Romans did it very often. So in a shas hashmad, there the halach is there, it's a game changer. There the halach is yehorig v'yavar, even for a mitzvah kala. And what's the reason? Because we don't want to feed into what the goyim are doing. Shelo yargilu, last Rashi, ha'ivdei kechavim lahamrich es alavavis lakach. Because it's going to incentivize them to want to continue to do it. But the bottom line is, this is all true shalei b'shas gzeres malchus. Aval b'shas gzeres malchus, afilu mitzvah kala, yehorig aval yavak. Yosir rovin amrav yechanon, afilu shalei b'shas gzeres malchus, lo yavru, even if it's shalei b'shas gzeres malchus, another caveat, elo b'tzina, this is only true b'tzina, aval b'farhesya, when it's farhesya, afilu mitzvah kala, yehorig aval yavak. The halach is always yehorig aval yavak. So two caveats, both in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. One was Rav Dimi in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, and one is Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, lo yishanu elo shaloi b'shas gzeiras malchus, but if it's a shas hashmad, it's a shas gzeiras malchus, even for a mitzvah kali yahorg v'yavar. Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that this halacha of yavar v'yahorg is only true b'tzina, but if they're making a public spectacle of it, if it's being done in the town square on Main Street, it's being streamed, if it's done by Rabbim, so there the halacha is always going to be Yehoreg v'al yavar. So Gemara, my mitzvah kala, what's an example of mitzvah kala? Omar Rav barav Yitzchok, Omar Rav, afilu lishnuye araksa de misana. Often quoted Gemara. So what does it mean? You have to see Rashi inside. Araksa de misana is sreichanal, or shoelace. So even if the guy tells you to change your shoelace, even that Yehoreg v'al yavar. What does that mean? Shem derech, if they can chavim likshoy kach, if the goyim used to tie their laces one way, v'derech Yisrael ben yanach, and the yidin, it was just their cultural thing, they used to do it differently. Kegoyim, and then Rashi continues, sheyesh tzad yahadus bedover. There's something Jewish about the way the Jews do it. V'derech Yisrael yetznu it. It's because it's more tzniustik, and the derech of the yid is to be a tznu. Afilu shinui zeh. Even such a shinui, she ain't kan mitzvah. It's not even a mitzvah. Elo minig ba'almo. All it is a minig. Yikadosh es Hashem b'fnei chaver of Yisrael. V'hai farhesya medaber b'Yisrael. So afilu lishnuye araksa demes. V'kam farhesya. What's the definition of farhesya? Om Rabbi Yaakov, Om Rabbi Yechanon. Ein farhesya p'chusa me'asoro b'nei yodan. The taitch of farhesya always is 10 people. Pshito, zachti gemara, Yisrael b'inon. Now that's pashit, that the 10 people have to be yidin. Why is it pashit? Because the pasuk says v'nektashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael, because it says v'nektashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael, and that's the makar to farhesya being 10 people, and it says b'toich b'nei Yisrael. So we know it has to be. But by Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah was always asking gibayz and chas. Tishi Yisrael v'nachri yachad ma'o. What if 9 of them were yidden and 1 was a nachri? What if you have rubay kekula yidden? Is that enough? So the Gemara says Tashma. The Tani Rabbi Yani achud be'er pchia barab as yotoich toich. We learn that a dovish of the kedusha has to be done 10 people: kaddish, kedusha, baruchu, chazar sashatz, kriyas haTorah. So we know that a minyan is 10 people. Gzereshava toich toich sivach. It says v'nektashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael. V'nektashti is miloshin kedusha. It says b'toich b'nei Yisrael. V'ksiv hasam, and it says somewhere else he badlu mitoicha edo hazois. Where does it say that? It says by koirach. And the Maseres Hashas adds, Va'as yo Eda Eda, and there's another leg to this Gzeira Shava. It says Eda by Koirach, and it says Eda by the Meraglim, Admosai le Eda Hara Hazois, and Ma'la Halam by the Meraglim. It was Asara, they were 10. How do you know they were 10? Admosai le Eda Hara Hazois, they were really 12. But Yotzi Yeshua the Kalev, they were Tzadikim, they weren't Eda Hara Hazois. So the Eda Hara Hazois was the 10 Meraglim. So you see from there that a minion is always 10. But what's the bottom line? Whether it's the Meraglim or whether it's Koirach, the Kuli Yisrael, they were all Yidden. Not 9 out of 10, they were all 10. Yidden, Afkan, Asar of the Kuli Yisrael. Here too, they would all have to be Yidden. Incidentally, we always speak out Ramosha's Tshuva, a Tshuva that he wrote 3 times, and Arichayim Chelik Aleph, Chelik Beis, and Chelik Gimel. He learned from here, Gevaldi Gechidish, that a Mummer or Machal Shabbos Prahesi counts for a minion. He says, because if the Makar, to Dovish of the Kedusha Basar, is learned out from the Meraglim, and the Meraglim, he says, were Nichsholin, Averis that are much worse than what a Machal Shabbos. But even the Farhesya does, he says, based on that, he wanted to count into a minyan. He says, it depends for what, whether it's for Kaddish, whether it's for Baruch Hu, whether it's for Kedusha, Chazar Sashas, whether it's considered Tefillah B'Tzibur, Sa'ayin B'Ramosha, he goes through different things. But the bottom line is, the Makar, the basis to Ramosha's truth is this, that if the Makar to Dovashah B'Kedusha B'Asara is the Edo HaRo HaZoy, so what do you see? That even if someone is a member of the tribe, but he's It doesn't disqualify him from counting from here. So we just had two very important caveats. Two very important caveats to the halacha of Yavar v'al Yehorek. One was Rav Dimi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The other one was Rav in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Loishanu ela shaloi b'shas gzeres ha-malchus. Avel b'shas gzeres ha-malchus, even for a mitzvah kali, Yehorek v'ayavar. Rav said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's only true b'tzina, but b'far hesia, then you have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and there, afilu l'shnuye araksa de mesana, which Rashi says, is not even a mitzvah, elu minig ba'almo. Even for that, because of the element of Kiddush Hashem, yikadesh es Hashem b'fnei chaveru of Yisrael. That Robin just said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Robin just said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the only time that Lachi is Yavor va'al Yehorig is if it's Bitzina. But if it's Befarhesia, Yehorig va'al Yavor. Frank the Gemara, one of the most famous kashas in Shas. If that's the case, the whole Esther Farhesia Avoy, we know that Esther married Achashverosh. Now, Achashverosh wasn't a Yid, which means that in Halacha, really, Esther should not have been allowed to marry Achashverosh, says the Gemara. So I always thought that the reason Esther was allowed to do it was because she was an oidus. She was forced into doing it. Had Esther not married Achashverosh, they would have killed Esther. It's Yavor v'hal Yehorek. The problem is, if Rav Dimi said that the only time it's Yavor v'hal Yehorek is only if it's Betzino. But if it's Befarhesio, it's Yehorek v'hal Yavor. Esther Farhes Yavor. The whole world, all Klal Yisrael knew what was going on. Esther was living with Achashverosh in the palace in Shushan Abiru. So this was Befarhesio. So if it was Befarhesio, how was Esther allowed to marry? How was Esther allowed to marry Achashverosh? Abra Abaya. So Abaya said, Esther Karko Olam Hoysa. It's true that Esther lived with Achashverosh, but at the same time, Esther, the Avera that she did was without actually performing an act. She was karka oilam. What's the mashal karka oilam? She was ein oisa maisa, like if somebody's choyrish the ground, so the ground's not doing anything, the ground is just there. Esther was karka oilam. Achashverosh was doing the maisa b'ila. Esther herself was not involved in the maisa b'ila. Being that Esther herself was not involved in the maisa b'ila, the Avera that she did was b'shev al taisa. When the Avera is done b'shev al taisa, then we don't have this halach of Yehorek v'al Yavor where it's b'farhesia. It's true that Rabbi Yochanan said b'farhesia, it's always Yehorek v'al Yavor, but that's only if you're doing a maisa. But if it's b'shev al taisa, not. And Esther's act was not really deemed an act in halacha. She was karka oilon. The Sfarim say that she considered herself karka, she had no hana, literally like the karka, but the point is that in halacha, her act was not deemed a maisa, and it's for that reason you didn't have this halacha of bifar hesia. Rava said a different teretz, hanos atzman shayinin, that the only time you have this halacha of yehorig of al-yava, where it's bifar hesia, that's only if the guy is trying to get the yid to do an avera. But let's say the guy doesn't really care if the yid does an avera or not, it's a gate them on, he doesn't care. It's not like a shas hashmad type of idea where they're going out of the way to try to get you to do the averis. But he himself is going to have some pleasure from the fact that this act is done. And by the way, this act happens to involve an averis, mitzadei. Then you don't have this halacha, which is exactly what happened with Esther and Achashverosh. Achashverosh wasn't living with Esther because he wanted Esther to be over an avera. Achashverosh was living with Esther for his own taifas. So being that he was doing it lanos atzmon, you don't have this halacha. And Rava said, I'll prove to you this far is right, that the only time before Hesed is a problem is if it's on lanos atzmon, because hani kvaki v'dimuniki heichi avin aluhu. How do we give the kvaki and dimuniki to the Gentiles? We do it on a regular basis, Rava said. So apparently, the Persians, when they had their holiday, so they needed lamps or heaters to heat up their base of Eidazar that they used to go to. So they would go to the Yidden and they would take these heaters, that's what these things were, away from the Yidden. And the Yidden would give it. And why are they allowed to do it? L'chura, you're stelling tzutav Eidazar on some level. So you're going to tell me because it's pekuach nefesh. The problem is, it's befarhesia. And if it's befarhesia, it should be yehorig v'al yavar. The teretz is hanos atzman shayini, being that they're doing it, they just want to be warm when they're in their beis avodah zarah. They're not doing it to get the yidden to do an avera. In that case, you don't have this. Chanami hanos atzman shayini. For us, the rabbi, l'tami, this is rabbi l'shitas. Domai rabbi, akim domai l'ilaha Yisrael. A guy goes over to yidden and tells him, k'toy l'aspasta b'shabato. I want you to cut aspasta. Be over the malach of koitzer, v'shadu l'chiyusoy, and throw it to my, feed it to my animals. V'iloi katul malach. And if not, I'm going to kill you. So what should the person do? This is a little tricky. Tongue twister. Liktoil. He should do the avera, v'loi liktale, and not be killed. And the reason is because what's he doing with the aspasta? He's giving it to the guy's animals. That means the guy is doing it lahanas atzmoy. Being that he's doing it lahanas atzmoy, it's Chol Shabbos. It's not one of the Gimel Averis Chamorois. Even if it's being done before Hesya, Hanos Asman Shiny, there's no reason to kill yourself. But if the guy says, I want you to cut the crops and Shadi Linahara, throw it into the river, in that case, the guy's not having any Hano. So the Dalach is lick delay. You should allow yourself to be killed. V'loy lick toil. And don't cut the crops. My time, because Lavuri Milsa Kabay. Obviously, he wants to try to get the Yid to be over in Avera. Either way, there's more that we're going to pick up tomorrow, but just a little bit of raid. And again, there's so much here. There's five or six ways that we can attack the sugya. There's a lot more, but five or six huge ways we can attack the sugya. But let's see if we can at least touch a little bit upon some of the gemaras that relate to this sugya that we just learned, and just a little bit of rishayim. So number one, the gemara asked the kasha. Ravin came back from Eretz Yisrael. He reports in Bavel. He says, "I heard a tremendous chiddush from the Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan." Rabbi Yochanan said that even though we know the rule is that if a guy goes over to you and he tells you to do an avera, unless it's one of the Gimel Averis Chamurais, Yavar Val Yoharek, that's only true if it's Pitzina, if what's happening is happening behind closed doors. But if Arhesia, if a public spectacle is going to be made of it, there the halacha is, it doesn't matter what it is, Yoharek Val Yavar, you're not allowed to go with Arhesia at the behest of a guy and do an Avera. That's something that's absolutely... Frank the Gemara, is that true? For Esther Farhesia Voy, Esther lived with Achashverosh, everybody knew about it, it was Befarhesia, so why was she allowed to do it? In other words, Bishloima, if Rabbi Yochanan's halacha was not correct, there's no chilik between Tzina and Farhesia, so it's not fair why Esther was allowed to live with Achashverosh. Yavar Val Yehore. The problem is it was Befarhesia, and Rabbi Yochanan just said that Befarhesia, all Averis, is Yehore Gavayavar. Freak Taisvis right here. It's a long Taisvis. And Taisvis Ksuba Stav Gimel Amid Beis. Every Bachar Masif Tolerance is Taisvis. I don't understand what's going on over here. Esther Farhesia Havai? Without Rabbi Yochanan, you have no kasha with Esther? What was Esther doing? It was Gilead Arias. I thought Gilead Arias is one of the Averis Chamurais. So forget about the fact that Esther's Averu was number Farhesia. Even if Esther's Averu would have been number Tzina, it would still be a bumble of a kasha. Esther with Farhesia Havai? We had to say a Teretz Karkoilam. Zog Besser, Esther was Gilead Arias. And Gilead Arias, even Bitsino, even Shalom B'Chas HaShmad, Gilead Arias is always one of the three Averis Chamuras. So why is the Gemara only asking the Kasha from the fact that Esther was Befarhesia? And it's a Kasha on Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, on the Amayroim level. This is a Kasha on the whole Braisa, on the whole tenet of the Gimel Averis Chamuras, Yohar V'Yagor. What happened to Esther? The Gemara's Kasha should have been Esther Gilead Arias Havoy. Why is the Gemara's Kasha Esther Befarhesia Havoy? And the Tosfos says, two famous terutz into this kasha. The first terutz Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Tam. The terutz Rabbeinu Tam, a chiddush niflo. The ein chayavin misa al be'ilois ovid koychavim. That being that Esther was nivala to a goy, Achashverosh, the be'ilo was not considered a be'ilo. Why? Mishum derachmana afkere lezari de ovid koychavim kedamina beperek noisen ala anusa. Dechsiv vizir masusim zirmasa. We know the Gemara says in many places that Rachmana afkarei lezari da'ovik echavim, that the Torah was mafkar the children of a guy. So if a guy has a child, his child is not nesiachis acharav. Why then does he have a mitzvah to keep it of the aim, etc.? Okay, good cash. But the guy's children are technically hefker. Why? Because zir masusim zir masim. The zera that comes from the guy is like the zera that comes from a behemoth. There's no yichus when it comes to behemoths. There's no yichus when it comes to a guy either. But Rabbeinu Tam dug in a little deeper and he said, you know what that means? That means his bee is not a bee at all. It's like a bee's behemoth. It's zir masusim zir masim. If it's a bee's behemoth, so it's for that reason it's not going to be considered gili arayas. If it's not gili arayas, that's why the Gemara couldn't ask a kasha va Esther gili arayas avoy. The Gemara's whole kasha was Esther farasi avoy. And Tosfos then brings. Rabbeinu Tam said a chiddush. He passed in this lalocha. There was a bas Yisrael shehemira that shmad uba leoived koychavim, and she was mezana with a guy. And afterwards, she wanted to do tshuva together with the guy, and she wanted to live with the guy. Now we know an eishes ish that's mezana is never allowed to live with the person she was mezana with. Let's say an eishes ish is mezana, and then her husband divorces her, and now she wants to live with the person. She can't. Kishem shasur lebal kach asur leboil. So Rabbeinu Tam said it's not going to apply over here. First glance, it should have. It's not going to apply. You know why? Because he was a guy. The beer was never a real beer. If the beer was never a real beer, it's for that reason you didn't have the halacha of Kishem shasru lebal, kach asru lebal. Now, there's a whole discussion about how far you take this Rabbeinu Tam. Is Rabbeinu Tam saying that if someone's mezana with a goy, it's not a nice sabiyah? No, nobody says that that's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said it in the context, number one, you have to be medayik Rabbeinu Tam's loshen, l'shoyne yazov, de'in chayovin misa, that's what he said. He also said the Isser Eishes Ish doesn't apply. He clearly said that. That was Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush. There's no Kishem Shasru Labal, Kach Asru Labal. He said it in the context of the Sugi of Yoharig of Ayavar. So he certainly meant it here. So these three areas Rabbeinu Tam definitely addressed it towards. Doesn't mean there's no Gili Arayas. Of course, no one's saying that. But there's a big Kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. And Tais asks the Kasha. What's the Kasha? The Hiksha Rab Yitzchak Ben Rab Mordechai, also known as the Rivam. That how could you tell me that Bias Akum is not considered a bia? Why? Because zir masusim zir masam. What did Esther say when she went into Achashverosh Beratzen? The kasher of adati. What you mean to say that till now, it was always mezana ba'inus, but now that I'm mezana beratzen, I'm going to be asa to Mordechai. Why am I going to be asa to Mordechai? Because I'm an ishes ish that's mezana beratzen, and an ishes ish that's mezana beratzen becomes asa labayla. Kishem shasru labayla, kachasru labayla. Frank the Rivon, according to you, Rabbeinu Tam, that if someone is boil with a guy, zir masusim zir masam, it's not considered a maisabiyah. When we toich kachit to Rabbeinu Tam for that woman to marry the boil after he was megayer, because there was no kishem shasru labal kachasru labayl, then why did Esther say kasha avadati? Taisa has another kasha, but either way, that's Taisa's first teretz. The reason the Gemara said Esther befarhesi avoy, and the Gemara didn't say Esther gili harayas avoy, is because being that Esther was mezana with a goy, it wasn't considered gili harayas as it relates to the sugiz yoharig vayaver. But Taisa has another teretz. Taisa says that it could be, it was poshut to the Gemara. It was postured to the Gemara that Esther had a right to live with Achashverosh, being that it was done by Oynes, and there was no issue of Gilei Arayas being Yehorig Val Yavar. And Tosfos says, you know why? Because how do we know Gilei Arayas is Yehorig Val Yavar? Ki kasha yokum ish al re'eyu uretzachai. We learn it from the Hekish, from Shvichas Damim. And Tosfos says, it's postured to me, that Shvichas Damim b'sheva al taiso is not going to be Yehorig of Ayavar. It has to be that way. V'roitzeach kufe, says Tosfos, ki mechayev limsar atzmoy, hani mili koidim Yehorig biyodayim. Aval heicha deloy ovid maiso, ki goyin, and what's Tosfos' example? Shemashlich enoisei alatino ikvinis maich. What if a guy goes over to a yid and says, listen up, here's the deal. I'm going to tie you up. I'm going to throw you on a tinoik loyal. I'm going to throw you on somebody. That person is going to die. Otherwise, I'm going to kill you. So Tosfos says, it's poshet to me, it's poshet misvara, that the person is allowed to allow himself to be tied up and be thrown on this tinaik. Being that he's not killing the person b'maisa, he's just allowing the shvichas damit to take place, it's being done b'shev al taisa, there's no problem. And Tosfos says, the svara is, because the whole reason you're not allowed to kill somebody is because my chaz is the dama de chavroi sumik tvei. My chaz is the dama de dach sumik tvei. Dama dama de chavroi sumik tvei. Tosfos says over here, this far as faker adarabba. My chaz is, I'm not doing the maisa. So mechatesi, I have to allow myself to be killed. Maybe let that person. If I'm the one that's doing it, then I'm not allowed to do it. But the point is, Tosfos says that shvichas damim b'shev al taisa is not shvichas damim in the sugi of yaharig vayaver. It's that if that's the case, gili arayas b'shev al taisa is not going to be considered gili arayas either. So you know why the Gemara didn't ask Esther, Gili Arayas Havai? Because the Gemara knew the Teretz. The Teretz is Karko Olam. The Teretz is it's being done by Shev Al Taisa. I mean that it's being done by Shev Al Taisa, it can't be more than Shvichas Dabim by Shev Al Taisa, which Shvichas Dabim by Shev Al Taisa is not going to be Yehorig Val Yavar. But the Gemara had a new patent. The Gemara thought that maybe Al Tzub Yechanan Zalocha of Yavar Vahal Yehorig, where we say that's only true, Bitsina. Avo Bifarhesio, all Averos, Taloch is Yehorig Val Yavar. Maybe there shouldn't be a chiluk between Kumvase and Sheval Taisa. So the Gemara's kasha was, Esther, forget about the Gilei Arayas Shabbai. I know you're going to tell me Karka Olam. But what about Esther Bifarhesio Avoy? Zok the Gemara, same Teretz, Karka Olam. That just like Karka Olam is a Svara in why Gilei Arayas shouldn't be Gilei Arayas, it's also a Svara in why you shouldn't have Bifarhesio. But the bottom line is, that's Tosfos. Now, as it relates to the second Teretz of Tosfos, of course, that's Reb Chaim Brisker, the first, Chedush Reb Chaim Alevi al Arambam, Hilchos Yosei De'Atayr, the very first piece in Sefer, is all on this second Teretz of Tosfos. But the bottom line is, a very important Tosfos in Shas, it's right here, and it's also in Ksubis Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Now, how does this Tosfos make it to Ksubis Daf Gimel Amud Beis? Because the Gemara was discussing the first Mishnah. The Sulanissis, Leyoimervi, said the Gemara, Ksubis, that when it became dangerous to get married on Wednesday night? The Chachamim said, don't get married on Wednesday. Instead, get married on Tuesday. Says the Gemara, my sakana. What was this sakana? So the Gemara says, sakana was because there was a rule that said, Besula hanisis b'yoyim harevi, tiboy lehegmoin tchila. That before a Besula got married, she had to be nivala to a hegmoin, to an officer. Fake the Gemara, hi sakana. Why is that a sakana? Oinesu. If anything, that's an oinus. Why is that a sakana? So the Gemara says, Mishum de ikut snuis, the master nafshaya luktala. Vasle de sakana. Because there were women that put up a fight. They didn't want to be nivela to this hegmon, and they ended up getting killed. So being that they ended up getting killed, it's for that reason it became a sakana. So Chachamim said that we're going to have to fool the hegmon. They used to know Wednesday nights, that was when the besulas got married. For now, when it's not going to be Wednesday night, it's going to be Tuesday night. But Faith the Gemara, have a good etza. You're worried about a sakana? V'lidrush lehuda oinashari. Why would they put up a fight? Because they think that they're going to be awesome to their husbands, or maybe they're doing something. Just tell them they're not doing anything wrong. If you tell them that they're not doing anything wrong, then what's the problem? So the Gemara says, you know what the problem is? Ikka prutzais, because they're prutzais. That once you tell them, they're going to do it barotzen. And if they do it barotzen, then they're going to go back and live with their husbands. There's going to be problems. So freik toisviz, v'lidrish lehuda oinashari. How could the Gemara say such a thing? How could you tell this woman? This woman's an eishes ish. Now, even though it was before the chasana, she was an eishes ish because 12 months earlier she already had erusin. So she was an eishes ish. So how could you tell her, oinus ishari, don't worry about the hegmon, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Be nivela, don't put up a fight, don't get killed, you'll still be mutter to your husband because of oinus. What do you mean? Oinus is aser. I thought it's yaharig of ayavar. Says Tosis is the same two terutzim. The first teretz Tosis says from Rabbeinu Tam, this was a hegmon, this was an oral, this was a guy. And be that we were dealing with a guy over here, so over here you don't have that loch of yaharig of ayavar. Thus, v'lidrish lehuda oinashari. Or Tosis says it was karka oila. It was karka, just like the Gemara never even had a havamina to ask the kasha, Esther gila raya savoy. The Gemara's kasha was Esther befarhesi avoy. It's for that reason there was no issue. But there's just a few Gemaras that you have to be familiar with, high level at the very least, when you go through these sugyas. We'll start with a Gemara in the Sechta Shabbos, Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, a well-known Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai said, tefillin, when a person puts on tefillin, tzrich guf naki, he has to make sure that his body is clean. How clean? As clean as the body of Elisha Bal Knofayim. Mayhi. Abayom, Abayim said, it means shelo yafiach behem. Rava said, Shlo Yisham, you shouldn't fall asleep. So, the Gemara, if I call Bal Knafayim, why was this Elisha called Elisha Bal Knafayim? Knafayim means the man of wings. Shapam Machas Gazer Malchus Remi Arishik Zeir Al Yisrael. Because once upon a time, the Malchus Remi made a decree on Klal Yisrael. The decree was, Shakalam in Yechtfilin, everybody that puts on Tfilin, Yinakru as Moichoi, they're going to kill him. Vahoya Elisha Manicham. Elisha didn't care. Elisha used to put on Tfilin, Vyoitzel Ashok, and he would go outside. Ra'u Kazdar Echad, a Roman officer saw him. Ratz Mipanav, he started running away from him. Verotz Acharov, and the Roman officer was running after Elisha. Elisha's wearing Tfilin. Kimachagia Etzloi, as soon as he got to him, Naklam Yeroshai, he took them off his head. Va'achsam Yadi, he was holding them in his hand. He told him, what do you have in your hand? That's a cop pulls you over and you're holding your phone. Quickly put it down. So he said, what are you holding? So he told him, Kanfe Yoina. He says, I have the wings of a Yoina, of a dove. Pashad es Yoda, he opened up his hands, Vinimtsu Kanfe Yoina. And they were Kanfe Yoina, Lefichach. It was for that reason, Kairin Oisai, he became known as Elisha Bal Knafayim. Zokta Gemara, Umaishno Kanfe Yoina, Mishar Oifis. Why did Elisha say Kanfe Yoina? Why did the miracle happen when a Yoina, Mishum the Imsul Knesses Yisrael Yoina? Because Klai Yisrael is Nimshal to a Yoina, Shenema Kanfe Yoina, Nechbe Bekesef. And why we compare it to a yoina? Beautiful Gemara. My yoina kanfeh magina yisalel. Just like the yoina, her wings protect her. Af Yisrael mitzvahs magina yisalel. So too, we have wings. You know what our wings are? The mitzvahs are our wings. They protect us. But either way, this is the story of Elisha Bal Knafayim. Frek Taisis and Frek Deran, I don't understand. The Gemara prefaced the story by saying, Pamachas, once upon a time, Gazra Malchus Roimi Harish Gzeira Yisrael. The Malchus Roimi made a Gzeira. Meaning, it was a shasak zera. It was a shasashma. If it was a shasak zera, it meant you had to wear tefillin. If you had to wear tefillin, it's understandable why Elisha Bal Knafayim wore tefillin. Even though he was risking his life, because that was what Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Lo yishanu ela shalai b'shas gzeiros malchus. But if it's a shas gzeiros malchus, you have to be mekayim the mitzvah. But frega the rishayim, I don't understand how Elisha had a right to take the tefillin off. When he was finally caught red-handed, he took the tefillin off. Why did he take the tefillin off? To save his life. Frank Tosfos Akasha, how do you have a right to do that? So Tosfos says a bunch of the teretz. Tosfos said, The reason Elisha Bar Knafayim wore tefillin all, the same reason everybody wore tefillin all day. But it wasn't because there's a mitzvah you have to wear tefillin all day. It was a zach. But really, he had been mekayim his mitzvah earlier in the morning. So at that point, it wasn't even a question of mitzvah anymore. Being that it wasn't a question about mitzvah anymore, he had no right to keep it on. That's why he took it. But Anuchinami, if it meant don't ever wear tefillin, no, that's why Elisha put on tefillin. He put on tefillin because he understood that that was the right thing to do. But the Ran says a different tarot. The Ran says a very big yisayid. The Ran says that although it's true, Rabbi Yochanan said that b'shas gzeira, you have no choice. B'shas gzeira, you have no choice, but you have to be mekayim the. You have to be mekayim the mitzvah. That's only true for a mitzvah lo saseh. But a mitzvah saseh is different. A mitzvah saseh, there's a halacha of yavor v'al yehoreg, even if it's a shas gzeiras malchus, even if it's a shas hashmat. And being that tefillin is a mitzvah saseh, it wasn't a mitzvah lo saseh, it was for that reason, says the Ran, Elisha took over his tefillin. It's true. When he took over his tefillin, he was violating Rabbi Yochanan's halacha in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. But you know why it wasn't a problem? Because Rabbi Yochanan never said it regarding mitzvah saseh. Rabbi Yochanan only said it with regards to mitzvah lo saseh. That is the chiddush of the Ran. Kesef Mishnah, in the beginning of the fifth parak in Hilchas Yisaydei HaTorah, asks two kashas on this run. The first is from a Gemara, Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Chesam Gemara. Another classic. I mean, every Gemara today is a classic. Tanu Rabbanon, Kishachol Rabbi Yosef ben Kismah, where Rabbi Yosef ben Kismah was sick, Holoch Rabbi Chanina ben Tradio in Levakra. The great Rabbi Chanina ben Tradio went to be Mavakra Chayla by Rabbi Yosef ben Kismah. On my way, so Rabbi Yosef ben Kismah tells Rabbi Chanina, listen to this Gemara. Chanina Achi, my brother Rabbi Chanina, don't you know that the Romans have a special power that they were granted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Think about it. They destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They killed so many Hasidim. They are a very, very dangerous force. And I heard about you. That you learn Torah. You give shiurim beramim. You do it while you're holding a sefer Torah. Don't you realize you're going to get killed? You're killing yourself. So Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin turns to Rabbi Yosef ben Kisna. He tells him, in Hashemayim yirachamu. I have betochen in Shemayim, they're going to have rachmanis on me. Oh my Lord, it's Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma told Rabbi Chanina, I'm trying to reason with you. And that's your answer? That's not a good response. Tomeya ani. It would be a wonder to me, a wunderbart, if the day isn't going to come that they're going to burn you, the sefer Torah that you have b'chekecha be'esh. Oh my Lord, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin turns to Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma and he says, Rabbi, mani l'chayel mabod, do you think I'm going to have a portion in the world to come? And this is a frightening Gemara. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin's not sure if he's going to have a portion of the world to come. Amalais, he told me, did you ever do anything that you think would merit you a chelik in the world to come? Amalais says, I'll tell you a story. I'm a gabbai tztaka, and I had my own money and the tztaka money, and I didn't know what was what, and I gave it all to the aniyim. Amalais, he told him, Imkain, if so, if you did that, not only will you have a portion of the world to come, but mechelkecha yehi chelki, umegeirocha yehi geirali, halavai, I should be zoicha to a chelik in Olam Haba like you have a chelik in Olam Haba. And the Rambam, of course, brings from here a raya that you have to do one big schus can get you a ticket to the world to come. A yid has to find a schus, some schus that he needs. Right? That's why the Gemara says, Miyomai, I didn't do this. Right? The kusk, they used to ask a person, Vus is not Miyomai. Right? What's your Miyomai? Everyone had to have a Miyomai, a mitzvah that he knew this was going to be his ticket into the world to come. Either way, the Gemara continues and says, Amru Lehoyu Yamim Muatin, a short while after this encounter between Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, Achinifta Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma passed away, Vahochu Kol Gedoyli Roimi, the Kalif Roy, and all the Gedoyli Roimi went to pay respect to Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, the hespid, do hespid gadol. It was a huge hespid. It was a tremendous covet. Ubechazaros, and on their way back, Mitzahul Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin, they found Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin, who was giving share. Shai Yosef Isaac betoyru makul kilois beram. Vesei betoyru munachloi bechekoi. Heavy you. They said, don't you know? There's a Roman decree, you're not allowed to do this. V'karchu b'sefer Torah, they wrapped him in the sefer Torah. V'kifu b'chavilei zmoiros, v'tzisu ben asaur, they lit the fire. V'hiviu sfugin shel tzemer, and they brought bundles of wool. V'sharim b'mayim, they soaked it in water. V'nichan, they put it on his chest. K'dei shalei teitzei nishmasei me'era. So he shouldn't die. And of course, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin, this is one of the most poignant stories of all of the Gemara, one of the Asara Ruge Malchus, this is the story right here. It's in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Chesam and Aleph. But Zok the Kesef Mishnah. Zok the Kesef Mishnah. I always thought that the reason Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin did what he did The reason he was Moise Nefesh was based on Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Where Rabbi Yochanan said that even though ordinarily, besides Ravai Dazar, Gila Raya Shlichas Domim, the rule is Yehar Gaval Yava, but when it comes to everything else, Yava Val Yehari, that's only true Shalei B'Shas Gzeres Malchus. But B'Shas Gzeres Malchus, all Taryag Mitzvahs are Yehar Gaval Yava. If that's the case, it's moving. But the Ran just said a Chiddush Gadol. The Ran said that even Rabbi Yochanan only meant it by lois aseis. He never meant it by an asei. And that's why Elisha Bal Kenafayim took off the tefillin, even though it was a Shas Gzeres Malchus. Why did he do it? He did it because it's only a mitzvah saseh, and there's no halach of Shas Gzeres Malchus when it comes to a mitzvah saseh. If that's the case, to teach Torah is also only a mitzvah saseh. And if to teach Torah is also only a mitzvah saseh, had Rav Chanina ben Tradin have a right to do it, as I freak the Kesef, Mishnah, Kash, and the Ran. In other words, you see from Chanina ben Tradin that even by a mitzvah saseh, you have the halach of Shas Gzeres Malchus. The other Gemara that the Kesef Mishnah asked was a Gemara that we learned together not so long ago. Sanhedrin, on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Om Rav Yudam Arav, Brum, Zachar Isa Ish Latoiv, Rav Yehuda ben Bava Shemoy, who is that person? Rav Bava Shemoy, who were it not for him, Nishtakhu Dine Knossos Mishrol. Dine Knossos would have been forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Faith to Gemara, Nishtakhu would have been forgotten. Nigrasunu, so learn it again. Elo Batl Dine Knossos Mishrol. Shapamachus, once upon a time, Gazer Malchus Arisha Gzeira Yisrael. The Malchus Arisha was Gazer Gzeira Yisrael. What did they say? That if anybody gives smicha, he's going to be killed. Anyone that gets the smicha will be killed. Any city where there's smicha will be killed. The Tchumim are going to be killed. Ma'os Rav Yehuda ben Bava, what did Rav Yehuda ben Bava do? He went on a suicide mission. Halach, he went between two very large mountains, between two big cities, between two Tchumei Shabbos, and he gave smicha to five Zekeinim, Ve'eluhen, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Rav Yosi, and Rav Elazar ben Shamua. The Romans found out. He told them, I'm too old, I can't run, but you run. They ran, they escaped. And the Gemara says that 300 spears pierced the guf kadosh of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was mice and effish to give smicha. Faith to cast smicha, why did he do it? Oh, you're going to tell me because it was a Shas Gzeres Malchus. So that even though he was killing himself, and it's not one of the Gimel Averis Chamurois to give smicha, but at the same time, in a Shas Hashmad, a Shas Gzeres Malchus, everything becomes Yehar Gavai Yavar. But the Ran just said it's not true, not everything. Only lois aseis, not aseis, and giving smichas an asei, it's not a lois asei. So the Kesef Mishnah asks from two bumbi gemaras. He asks from Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. He asks from Sanhedrin Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. So there's a lot to talk about. Unfortunately, we don't have time, but we'll just conclude with one final ha'ara, and then we'll pick this up tomorrow. And the final ha'ara is Reb Chaim's kasha, Reb Chaim Briska in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, right in the beginning. He asks from another classic Gemara, Bav Mitzia, Daf Samech Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanya, Shnayim Shayim Mahalchim Haderech, there were two people that were walking together on a road. Ubiyad Echamem Kitin Shomayim, one of them was holding a jug of water. Im Shayim Shneya, if both of them will drink the water, they're going to both die. If one of them drinks, Im Shayim Echad Mehem, Magili Yishuv, he's going to make it. So Reuven and Shimon are together in the desert. Reuven has a kid, he has what he needs in order to make it home alive. But he's with Shimon. And if he drinks everything, Shimon's going to die. If they split it, they're both going to die. So the question is, what should we do? So the Gemara says, Darish ben Peturo, ben Peturo Darish. And then he said, Mutav sheyishtu shneim. It's better that they both drink. V'yomusu, and they both die. Val yira echa mehem b'misasa shal chaveray. Let them both die. Ad shabor Rabbi Akiva v'limeid. V'chayo chicho imach. Chayecho koidmin. V'chayo chavercha. No, v'chayo chicho imach. Fake Reb Chaim, what's going on over here? How do you reconcile this Gemara right here, Bava Mitzia, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, with the sugya that we just learned? We just learned the whole sugya. What does the sugya say? That there's three averis with halach is yahar gavai yahar. Anything other than those three averis, halach is yahar gavai yahar. So why over here is there even a discussion? Of course the person that has the kitin shel mayim should drink the mayim, let him go ahead and save his life. So says Reb Chaim, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me this is a shayla of shvichas davim over here. Somebody else is going to die. But two problems. Number one, are you actually killing the other person? If Reuven drinks the Kitel Shomayim, is he a Ritzeach? He didn't kill Shimon. He didn't kill Shimon. What, he put a bullet in Shimon's head? No. He just drank his wine. He just didn't give Shimon the money. Which in Lumbus, if you break it down to its core Lumbus fundamentals, what you have over here is Reuven has a way to be Matzel Shimon. He has a way to save Shimon's life. He chose not to. What's the obligation to save somebody's life? We learned it last night. Okay, so it's a shayla of leisamid adam reyecha. Leisamid adam reyecha is not yahar gavayavar. Shvichas domim ritzicha is Yehorig Vayavar. But Leisamer Adam Reach is Yehorig Vayavar. But Reb Chaim took it a step further. He says, even if you're going to tell me that no, it is Shvichas Daven. Leisamer Adam Reach, it's Shvichas Daven. I want to look at it at Ritzicha. But is he doing this B'Shev Al Taisa? Or is he doing it B'Kum Vaseh? He's doing it B'Shev Al Taisa. He's not doing a Maisa. B'Shev Al Taisa, this person's going to die. And what did Tosfos say? That it's Poshit. It's Pashat that B'Shev Al Taisa, there's no Allah of Yehorig Vayav. That's why Taisa said it was so Pashat to the Gemara that there's no Gilei Arayis B'Shev Al Taisa. That's why the Gemara didn't ask Esther Gilei Arayis Avoy. That's why the Gemara asked Esther B'Far Hesi Avoy. Why? Because what's the whole Svara of why Shvichas Daven is Yehorig Vayav? My Chazis. So over here where I'm not doing a Maisa, the My Chazis is that my life should be saved. Mecha Taisa, his life should be saved. So it's Akasha on Ben Petura, who Ben Petura held Yomusu Shneim. Why Yomusu Shneim? What happened to Yavar v'al Yehorek? And it's a kasha Rabbi Akiva also. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had a new pasuk. V'chay yochicha imach. It's not the pasuk v'chay bohem. It's a different pasuk. It's v'chay yochicha imach. It's a different pasuk. What happened to the algemeiner halacha of v'chay bohem? Either way, so this daf, as promised, is one of the most festive daf in the Shas Sanhedrin, daf Ayin Daled. And we saw now, we just got to touch on some of the Rishonim. I mean, literally scratch the surface of some of the Rishonim, and we saw that it touches on so many other Yusaidi Gemaras, from Ksubas Daf Gimel Amud Beis to Shabbos Daf Memtes to Sanhedrin Daf Yud Dalet to Bava Metzia Daf Samach Beis to Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Ches. One Gemara is more classic than the next, and we'll see there's a lot more to come.